Rescue missions were stepped up Sunday in coastal areas of Texas that were hit by catastrophic floods. Flood waters rose more than 1 meter above roadways in some places. Area resident Cameron Collins told VOA's Latin American service that he waded through what seemed like a river to try to obtain some food.
My car got flooded, and the apartment down there getting flooded right now.
Weather officials have called this the worst flood in Texas ever recorded. A woman died in Houston as she drove through flooded streets on Saturday. The government has strongly advised against driving through flooded areas. Ricardo Martinez, who was caught on the highway during the storm, emphasized that warning.
I recommend the people stay home with your family. It's the only way to protect from this water.
Helicopters, boats, and high water vehicles have been evacuating people from inundated Houston neighborhoods. Evacuees are taken to shelters in higher areas. Officials have urged people to get on top of their homes, to avoid becoming trapped inside, and to wave sheets or towels to draw attention to their location. Texas Governor Greg Abbott assured those still affected that help is on the way.
Our top priority is to protect human life. And from the state of Texas side, we are working with local officials to do everything we can to protect our fellow Texans.
Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner said the storm is a test for the community. He expressed confidence that the city will rise to the occasion.
If we remain calm, and if everybody does his or her part, we will get through this with minimum loss of life, and this city will get right back on track, and we'll move right forward. But we have to get through it, and in order for that to happen, everybody must do this on her part.
President Trump praised the state and federal response to the tragedy, writing in a tweet, "Experts are calling Harvey a once-in-500-year flood. We have an all-out effort going, and going well." Trump said his visit will only go ahead if he is sure it will not distract from rescue efforts. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.